know, guys are coming in focused. Guys are coming in ready to play. You know, it's real big emphasis. You know, they got to be professionals. You know, you just got to be able to step up.
How about those guys up front? We saw Jarrell and Mike both get to the quarterback this past week. How much does that help your life?
I mean, it helps my life out a lot, but, you know, also those guys on the outside, you know, that pressure up the middle so the quarterback can't step up, so it allowed Clay and Perry to get around on the outside.
I mean, is that everything getting the quarterback? I mean, is that kind of the linchpin?
I mean, he's the guy with the ball at the end of the day, so, I mean, you know, you want to get to that guy, disrupt that guy, you know, just be impactful.
What have you seen out of Seattle so far? I know it's just kind of early looking at them.
You know, real physical team. You know, they're going to get downhill. You know, they got Pro Bowl guy Lynch back there, so, you know, and then they got Wilson coming along, so it's going to be a real tough task.
Will you talk about the challenges of stopping Marshawn Lynch?
I mean, you know, it's going to be easier said than done, but, you know, we're going to make it a group effort and we're going to try to get the guy down.
They said this is the loudest stadium to play in. What's the loudest venue you've played in?
I mean, as far as I've only played at Lambeau, that's the loudest I've played in. But, you know, I've heard it's pretty loud. I mean, they call it the 12th man, but, you know, it should be fun.
I mean, like college. Could you
compare? Oh, college? I would say Michigan. Loudest I played.
I guess. It's pretty mm-hmm. big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
The hectic schedule continues. You know, you guys made such a big jump from week one to week two. Like mm-hmm. we just talked about, now you have 11 days.
Right.
Is there a lull or you guys are still?
Not really. You know, it gives you more time to get your body fresh and get ready to go for that Monday night game. So, I mean, I only can see it helping us out.
What are some of the problems when you are on defense, when you have such a loud stadium? Obviously, the first away game for you guys is here, too. Kind of a tough crowd to be thrown into.
I mean, not really. You know, we have hand signals, adjustments, and things like that. You know, guys professionals. So, I mean, we'll be able to get it down.
DJ, I thought you made Michigan a quiet stadium.
Well, I mean, you know, we first got in there. You know, they got up on us a little bit. But, you know, we were able to bounce back and get back with them. So, I mean, it started off loud, but, you know, it got real quiet towards the end.
That's a goal for this Monday.
Right. Yeah, you can say that.
I want to ask you about Russell real quick. I mean, you're a guy who came into the league who had questions about, like, size, about height.
Right.
Had the same thing at the quarterback position. Do you think, you know, height matters for the quarterback? I mean, from your point of view, is that something that can affect the quarterback?
I don't think so. It depends on what type of scheme they run, type of system they run. I mean, obviously, his height isn't a problem because, I mean, he's allowed to win in his system. So, I guess it works for him.
I mean, do you have any, you know, empathy for that as a guy? You know, both you guys kind of came in with the same question.
I mean, not really. He's a quarterback. I mean, you know, defensive guy, we don't really like quarterbacks. But, you know, for the most part, I mean, you know, it's good to see another, you know, undersized guy, you know, get some shine.